Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Happy 4th of July. We're live in person on the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. And Americans, wherever you are around the world listening on the internet, very excited, folks. We have a special guest with us right now, and how long has it been now? 150 years, I guess. Yeah, 150 years since the Gettysburg Battle, and almost 150 years since President Lincoln gave his address. And we have President Lincoln with us right now. President Abraham Lincoln, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. I'm feeling pretty good for an old man today.
I know you're more than 200 years old, Mr. President. Thank you for joining
me. That's right.
I'm glad you're back. Glad to have you back on the show, Mr. President. 150 years ago, we had the Gettysburg Battle, which was a turning point in the Civil War. And 6 months later, around 4 or 5 months later, I guess, in November of 1863, you attended a ceremony at that cemetery, and you gave an address that has become one of the most famous in the history of the world. Would you repeat your address to my audience now, please?
I'd be happy to. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, no longer remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task lying before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, for the people, by the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Mr. President, thank you for that. Thank you for creating that. Thank you for reciting it for us again. Mr. President, did you have any idea in those days when you wrote that? I know that you apparently scratched it out pretty quickly. I believe it was an inspired moment for you, as you had many of those, but it certainly was one. Do you have any idea that it would have the impact that it has had?
I certainly did not. When I was asked to come down and make a few remarks at Gettysburg, I had a purpose of sending a message to the rest of the people of the United States what the war was all about, but I had no idea that it would meet such a fine reception, and of course I'm honored, pleased that my simple words have lived on.
Well, and the decision to change to replace Hooker with Meade was a momentous one for America, wasn't it?
It really was. Hooker, of course, was a brave man and had a lot of dash and self-confidence mm-hmm. about him. But he lost his nerve after Chancellorsville, and I yeah. can understand that. That was a terrible, terrible defeat. And he began to act like McClellan again.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to fight.
If you had not put Meade in there, the history would be different, perhaps.
It would indeed. You see, he lost his nerve, wouldn't fight, and so when he offered to resign, we accepted his resignation. Now, we saved him later on. We were able to use him at Chattanooga, Battle of Lookout Mountain. But then he lost his nerve when we brought in...
Mr. President, I've got to stop you. I apologize for that. This is radio. You don't remember this. You won't know about this, but thank you for being here, Mr. President. President Abraham Lincoln... Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back after these messages. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.